Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're now going to go to the News Collective with Carla Green, who is out at the Gaza Solidarity Rally in Montreal, which is gathering right now outside Mount Royal Metro Station. Carla, can you tell us what is happening?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Can you tell us what is happening out there right now?
Yeah, well, there are about maybe 200 to 300 people who are gathered here outside the metro station, and they've just started to make speeches. Stefan Christoph just started off the event by calling a couple of chants into the crowd. And I'm standing here right now with Frida Gutman, who is a longtime Palestinian activist and artist and a member of Tadaman. So I guess we'll go to you now, Frida. Can you talk about how your interest in the Palestinian cause first began?
Well, you know, I'm 80 years old, which means, and I grew up in Montreal. I grew up so in the time of the Holocaust, and I could not imagine how people could do such things to other people. And what I learned from it was never again for anyone, unlike a lot of Jews who, you know, are committed to the idea of a Jewish state, and so they can't think of have empathy with anyone else. So, somehow, I don't know what it is about me, but I was sort of born with that kind of empathy towards others.
And so, especially in the U.S. and Canada, there's a lot of stigma often attached with being an activist for Palestine. Often people say that activists are anti-Semitic. How have you dealt with that over the years, how has it affected you?
Actually, it hasn't really. Maybe if I were more of a public figure, it would, but I've never been attacked, but I know that a lot of people have, and they fight back. I think it's difficult, especially in the States, where you know AIPAC and the Jewish Defense League and so on, you know, try to attack by law warfare, you know, by bringing lawsuits or trying to bring people to court. But I myself have never been stigmatized. I have arguments with my family, I've never personally suffered from that at all.
And so you mentioned earlier that you have actually been to Palestine before. Can you talk about what that was like going there?
Yeah, I went to Palestine. I've been there 4 times, and 3 times anyway. I worked with the solidarity movement, the international solidarity movement. So it meant going, you know, to different towns and villages and taking part in demonstrations, helping to harvest olives, and just in general, like being witnessing and taking photographs and trying to protect people from being harmed by the Israeli army. And it was very exhilarating and wonderful, and I, you know, made friends with like amazing people, and just I guess it more than ever, just being there and working with people like that, it just instilled in me this sense of admiration and of the Palestinian people and how they don't give up and how they go on struggling even if it at risk of their lives.
How were you received when you went there as a Westerner?
The Palestinians, they understand that there are a lot of people in the world, including Jews, who support them, and you know, and they welcome anyone. They are an extremely hospitable people. Like you could be in a village and you can't go by someone's house without them dragging you in for, you know, to feed you. And they're very sophisticated people. They know what's happening in the world. They know there are just Jews who support them. They know they have a lot of support in the world. So and they're very, it's important to them that people go there.
And so I don't know to what degree you've been following what's been happening over the past week or so with the attacks on Gaza. And what I wanted to ask you about specifically is there was a ceasefire deal that was talked about a lot, and in the end it ended up not going through. And that a lot of people were saying that it was Palestine's fault. And I want to ask if you, first of all, have any opinion on that, and second of all, how it fits into the kind of more general media narrative around Palestine and Israel.
Yeah, it was a fake. It's a fake ceasefire. There have been ceasefires before, which Israel has never honored. You know, they've broken all the time, every ceasefire. And this particular ceasefire, they didn't even involve in Hamas in it. They just, Tony Blair got together with the Egyptian Prime Minister and Abbas, who is actually a traitor of, you know, he works, the PA works hand in hand with Israel to control the Palestinian population. And now Hamas and others too are saying, we're not going to ceasefire now until we get our demands, which is to end the siege of Gaza, to allow refugees to return, and you know, those demands that have been there since 1948. So Hamas, there's no way that they can do it, and I think the Israelis are in a quandary, because do they go on, you know, killing people? They just killed four little boys on the Gazan beach today. Do they go on doing that with, you know, some more and more of the world sees it? They're not going to invade because they don't want Israeli casualties. So they're kind of in a bind, and I respect Hamas for taking that stand. I think it was a very wise one, a very important one.
And so I wanted to talk a bit about art and activism around the Palestinian cause, because actually this protest today that we're at right now, for anyone who's just joining us, the protest is at the Mount Royal Metro, and there are, how many people do you think are here? Maybe 500 or something like that?
I think 1,000.
1,000? I don't know, maybe an optimistic 1,000. But in any case, that the protest today was actually in a large part organized by the Howell Arts Collective, and that kind of to highlight the importance of artists in this cause. And you yourself are an artist, and I want to ask about any art projects that you've worked on that have to do with the Palestinian cause, what form they took.
Well, the work I've done, it takes a few different forms. One of the earliest ones I did was, I was actually in a little village near Bethlehem, and Bethlehem is a tourist town. Their tourist business has almost been destroyed by the Israelis, but nevertheless, you know, you see these, you know, these folded tourist postcards that fold up and down. And while I was there, I could see, like, every day this settlement that sort of looms over Bethlehem and all the towns around. And the settlement is called Har Homa, and it was built on the this like very precious piece of land, a mountain that belonged to the Bethlehem municipality. And the Israelis took it and confiscated it and made it part of Jerusalem. And it was like sort of the first step. It was one of the earliest settlements, the first step in Judaizing Jerusalem, so it would be, you know, one only for them and not for Palestinians. So there was like fights in the courts and everything. Anyway, what I did, I made a series of like a folding postcard that unfolds, and you see how Har Homa, how the mountain, Abu Ghanim, slowly is destroyed and gradually becomes Har Homa, the settlement. And it's like there's eight different images. And on the back of it, I had, there was text that talk about, you know, the why it was built and so on, all the information needed to understand the whole settlement project, and why Har Homa was so important. And actually, I did that in 2009, and since then, Har Homa has sort of tripled in size. And they, like, the settlements are like these big sort of medieval castle-like things, and they're a real insult to the landscape, which is so beautiful. The other thing I've done, Stefan and has initiated this series.
Stefan Christophe, who was just speaking earlier.
Yes. Stefan Christophe initiated a series of posters called Imaging Apartheid, and I did one. I have done one of those, which is about, it's called For the Right of Return. And I think that's what I've done about Palestine.
Is there anything different in the reception of pieces that you've done that have been in solidarity with Palestine, or any difference in kind of, I guess I already asked you about the stigma and you said no, but if you were worried about the way that they might be received?
I don't have any worries about my stand. You know, I don't. If anybody wants to attack me, let them. You know, I don't. I feel. But you know, the art I do is really situated in the activist context, and it's not like I show it in galleries or, you know, that, like, it's really publicly shown. It's basically. Yeah, it's shown in, like, this, the kind of context we're in now. And, so, you know, it's not something that concerns me. Or,
do you have anything else you want to add?
Only that what Israel is doing is so barbaric and just should mobilize a lot of people, should shock a lot of people, should get people involved in whatever way they can in the BDS movement, find out about it. You know, just
boycott, divest, and sanction movement.
Boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. You can, if you don't know what it is, Google BDS, which is a call from the Palestinian civil societies to the world. It was issued in 2005 to do what was done for South Africa, where, you know, mobilize public opinion, mobilize people in the world who can affirm their humanity by taking part in the struggle. And you can take part in the struggle in so many ways. That's the beauty of the BDS movement. You can boycott Israeli dates. You can, you know, Google, see what are Israeli products.
Sabra hummus.
Yeah, Sabra hummus, Ahava cosmetics. They're all SodaStream. You know, they're all just, like, write your MPs. You know, just do whatever you can, because this is just it's unacceptable. It can't go on like this. That Israel can go on and on and on. You know, like, brutalizing not just the Gaza, but also in the West Bank. So.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking to Frida Gutman, who is an activist, a member of Tadaman, and an artist. Thank you so much again, Frida.
Thanks. Thank you.